welcome back to In My Heart, a podcast truly about all the things in my heart and finding our freedoms. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. My next guest, Chef Whitney Arnoff, is a healthy food chef who has inspired to understand and then teach how to truly nourish oneself with food. The energy that draws us to it, the energy we draw from it, and our own minds. Whitney says we are energy and simply eating is a transfer of that energy. At Starseed Kitchen, Chef Whitney creates recipes to nourish the physical, emotional, and spiritual body. She's a holistic chef who combines her culinary experience with both whole foods and health-based philosophies. Welcome, Whitney Arnoff. You're in my heart.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome, because you are a chef with a focus on healthy whole foods, and you've spent what appears to be your entire adult life educating yourself on food and the human body. And you've studied healing ways of preparing food that can really help folks to feel their best and heal and thrive, right? You're a chef who's here to tell us healthful cooking is more than just an emphasis on sourcing the highest quality ingredients. It's also preparing the food. And you lean to both Eastern and Western food philosophies. Tell us about all of this and the energetics of food, which is what you're all about.
Well, absolutely. Well, because every body is completely different. So we all have to, at some point, tap into what works for us, right? You can't keep looking at the plate of your friend over there and ordering what she's always ordering at a restaurant and hoping that it's going to do the same for her, for you. So it takes time. And I just want people to understand that, so they don't get frustrated when they aren't getting the results or feeling the way they think they should be feeling in their bodies. If we can get rid of that frustration, that's another block that can stop us from thriving and living our most full life.
So, like, we're all bio individual, right? So there's nobody like us in the whole wide world. You know what I mean? We are literally cellularly bio individual. We are just one. There's nobody like us.
I agree.
So, what you're saying is two things, really. What may work for you, what you eat and keep you healthy and feeling great, may not work for me. Those same foods may not work for me because we're bio individual, but also the way in which I may be looking at you, particularly with envy about that food, that feeling that I'm emanating, right, is also affecting me. Talk about that relationship.
Well, I think it's important just to get over that. And so that way you figure out what works for you and you fall in love with that. And you know that it's not forever. It's just for right now. So that's one of my mantras I always tell myself, whether it comes to food or anything in life, it's not forever. It's just for right now. And the other line I always use too is, it's not forever unless you want it to be. You may have to follow a certain diet or lifestyle for a certain period of time, but it's not forever unless you want it to be. And you can choose when that healing time's up, and you can just live, and you can just grab a cookie at a beautiful coffee shop or deli and enjoy every morsel and know that it's not going to affect your digestive system, because you know that you fully come into a place where you can handle that now.
Okay, so let's go back a little bit. So let's go back to where you began, because you loved food and all that kind of stuff, but your interest from food really stemmed from food allergies as a child, correct? So take me from the beginning of your relationship with food, and then we're going to hit a little bit of the middle, and then we're going to hit the end of your story, which is a story I feel like everybody needs to hear, which is why you're on my podcast. So take us from your early beginnings of your allergies and how you realized that you could use food to stack the odds in your favor against that inflammation.
Sure. So the first time I noticed that I had a food allergy was probably when I was in elementary school. And anytime we'd go to Asian restaurants, I'd have an upset stomach for anywhere from 24 hours to 3 days. Mm-hmm. So we're talking the age 7, 8, 9, I was starting to notice that. And so I knew it took me a while to figure out it was soy that was causing it. Now, the quality of the soy that I was consuming in the 80s, who knows? But it wasn't working. By the time I was in high school, I started to notice now these stomach aches were coming on and they weren't food related. now I'm in the 90s. And so now I'm having experiences where, is it physical? Is it spiritual? Is it past life? Is it heredity? I'm trying to tap into that. And again, not being a real time where I can talk it out with other people. As the physical pains in my body kept growing and growing and growing in my early 20s, I started looking for answers. And it was really hard at that time to look for answers. I started going to all different doctors and professionals, reading as many books as I could. And that's when I realized it was layered. It was food. It was the emotions that I was trapping in my body that I wasn't willing to express to other people or even to myself. Mm-hmm. And then I was also learning that was kind of the different layers of me and who I am at a soul level, and that I had to work on all of it to get to the root cause and release myself and find, you know, physical freedom and peace in my body.
So it wasn't, in fact, just allergies from inflammation. It was maybe nerves around the allergies, creating some of your own inflammation through what your own mind was telling yourself. Is that basically the crossroads that you found yourself at?
Absolutely. As a woman, you're a people pleaser kind of from the beginning. And then you don't always share how you feel, and you just try to perform every day in whatever role that you're put in. And when you hold those emotions in, it can create dis-ease in all different ways. For some people, it's stomach pain. For some people, it's chronic inflammation. It's skin issues. It can be a variety of things. Mm-hmm. And for me, everything kept going back to the gut. And so I got to a point where, after seeing so many doctors on the East and West Coast, I realized that the only person that could get to the root cause is me. And I want to learn how to do that myself. And for some reason, I was just drawn to food as the way to do it. I woke up one morning and I knew I had to go to a particular culinary school and jump on this path. And it wasn't going to be an option. That's kind of just what I did. I halted my life and applied to that culinary school and jumped all in, because I knew the only person that could heal myself and make myself feel my best was me. And so I was going to go and get the tools to do that.
Unstoppable in a way. Like, I mean, you have this drive that's unstoppable. Like when you listen to your internal voice and it tells you what you need to know, because you spent, it sounds like, this is such a beautiful story to me, because it sounds like, well, first of all, to go back to, you didn't kind of know why, but like you just, food was the way that you were going to do this. You're going to figure this out through food. Well, think about it. It's one of the essentials, right? So it's a life essential to eat, as it is to breathe, as it is to sleep. These are things we have to do. You, without even recognizing the connection, you went toward an essential of something that you needed, right? By not listening to everything that was so obvious. Well, I have an allergy. The doctor said I have an allergy, so it's a food allergy. You spent time with your subconscious. And now what you do, which is so beautiful, Whitney, we're going to get to the middle. I'm kind of going to the end for a second. But energy really is your work. And it's not just through food. It is a vessel of energy, for sure. Food, like I used your quote at the beginning, you said, in fact, it's just energy, and food is another way of transferring energy. But now let's get into really what your work is. So you started with allergies. You knew it was more than just inflammation from a food that you ate, or, you know, a dust bunny that you sat on, right? It was something more than that. So you figured it out while you were at school. You started to figure out the connections in your 20s. And let's talk about the school that you went to, because it's a coveted school that talks about really food as fuel and medicine. So it teaches you about the human body as well as food and the reactions.
I had the blessing of attending the Natural Gourmet Institute in New York City, which was founded by Dr. Amory Colbin in 1970. And it's now a part of ICE. So it's now a part of a much bigger culinary school. But what's so unique about it is you have just as many classes in the kitchen as you do with registered dietitians and practitioners in a classroom. So it really marries understanding the body and what happens when you put food in it, as well as preparation processes.
Right.
So, and we worked a lot too on clients and what you do and how you prepare food differently for clients with different conditions. So it was really setting up every chef that walks through that door or want to be a chef to support an individual human. It was really unique.
So break that down for us. So I can think about, like, when I think about preparing food, the joy of cooking, preparing a meal, yeah. I can easily in my mind be like, think about the meal that I prepared for my kids where I was like rushing through the door like Kramer on Seinfeld. I threw some crap together, put it on a plate. It's all organic. It's all healthy. Like, good enough, eat it, versus a meal that I went to the farmer's market that morning. I spent time planning, chopping, nourishing, setting the table, creating. So you're saying that that mood, that vibration that I'm setting actually is apparent in the food. That's what this school taught you. Explain, teach that to me, teach that to my listener.
And you can taste that too. So the best example is to go to your go-to meal. Like, I would say we all have like 3 or 4 go-to meals, whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner that mm-hmm. we probably make every week, every other week. And when we aren't in a rush, we love it. That's why it's one of our go-to meals. It's so good. But when we get home from work and we're starving and we put it together as fast as we can, it always tastes bland. It always kind of is a little lifeless. Like, mm-hmm. what did I maybe do? It doesn't have as much flavor today. And the only variable, the only difference was your preparation process and your right. attitude. And I like to talk about this because I want people to give themselves a break. You don't have to go to the farmer's market every day or every week. You can go to the supermarket that works best for you. You can purchase the quality ingredients that works best for your budget. And you can take a little extra minute or two to be mindful when you prepare your meal. And I believe that you can then shift the energy in the food so it's more nourishing and vibrational for you to take you to the next level. Because we have to work with our life variables.
Yes.
And we got to stop mentally beating ourselves up about not doing it perfectly. If we can control our attitude in the kitchen and the thoughtfulness and mindfulness about preparing it, maybe that can shift our health in a way that makes us feel better.
Hey, everyone. Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh. And with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's convenience in store for everyone. And now my listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with me. With HelloFresh, you get better value. It's more than 30% more economical than grocery stores, with pre-proportioned ingredients that ensure you won't spend money on excess food while also saving you a shopping trip. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order on the app within minutes. You can change your delivery day, food preferences, plan size, skip a week, whatever you need. And HelloFresh isn't just for meals. Their marketplace features a variety of snacks, like this fall's pumpkin cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls are a favorite around my house as a special treat for a cozy Sunday morning. Go to HelloFresh.com/InMyHeart14 and use the code InMyHeart14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/InMyHeart14 and use the code InMyHeart14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Now back to my show. So say I am in that rushed moment, right? And I didn't make it to the farmer's market, but now I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a second. I'm going to prepare food for the family.
Yes.
My vibration's low right now. Should I open the refrigerator and look to my high vibration friends that are inside to help bring me up, or how does it work?
That's great. Well, one thing that you can do if you are just pissed off or feeling jittery, not in the mood, you can put on some music. Mm-hmm. Any music that makes you feel good is going to make the food feel good. You know, I have certain soundtracks that I like. I have certain bands that I like. But anything that's going to make you feel good will raise the vibration of the food that you're preparing. One thing when I take a moment is I sage the kitchen. So I always leave sage out in the kitchen, and it's like mm-hmm. the moment you smell it, you know, you just light it on, you know, if you have a gas stove, you just light it right there, yep. give it a few swirls, and that will calm you down and shift everything.
So that's an easy way for people to understand, because sage grows from the earth, right? And for those of you who don't know, but many people do know, it's a very calming herb and it's a cleansing herb. And so it's said you can buy it at organic food stores or health food stores, or even from your local tarot card reader. And it comes in a bundle and you're meant to burn it. And it burns very slowly, kind of like a cigarette would burn. It burns very slowly. Yeah. So you can light it and you kind of flash it around a little the room, and, you know, like your Catholic priest in the church, you know, swings that thing with the smoke coming out of it. And then you let it simmer in an ashtray or a plate. And the smell of that sage brings you to equilibrium. It brings you to a cleansed state. Now, so that all makes sense. We understand that. So what you're saying is, now take that to the next level. Put aromatherapy and what you believe in aromatherapy in food. Explain what that means, because I want to talk about your mood preparing the food a little bit more and the vibration you're giving out to the food. But tell me a little bit more about food that has vibrations. Like, there's some that you list, like leafy vegetables, which are my favorite. And I know why they make me feel better than, you know, a bag of potato chips, but you even take it to a different level. Can you share that with us?
Yeah. So there's basic foods that you can reach for anytime that are going to raise your vibration. And they've even been scientifically studied. So you can immediately reach for any whole food. So that's anything where it's basically one ingredient. Like, if you turn over the package, if you're buying something on a box, even if it's one ingredient and it's real and full of life, it's a single food.
Like, so, apples, like dried apples, freeze dried apples, a regular fresh apple. That's a whole food.
A carrot. Any leafy green you can reach for. Now, if you want something just like for your water and you want to shift your vibration, squeezing lemon or lime juice in there. If you want to go on a different route, let's say you're traveling, a rose essential oil that's edible is actually the highest vibration essential oil on the planet. So that'll immediately shift how you're feeling if you just drop it into your water. If you go and you get a wild caught piece of salmon and simply bake it or steam it, you know, that's a whole food. So you just want to go for, I guess, quality over quantity, clean, real, I think life force energy. If it's beautiful and vibrant and you can see life force energy in it, that's something you want to put in your body. That's the transfer that you want.
I love that, because you ever, I don't know if you remember this, but when I was a little kid, I still remember, sometimes I still get the craving when you'd see a rose and you want to eat it. Did you ever want to put the rose in your mouth? Like, you just want to eat the rose, and like, they taste horrible. I know a lot of people listening have tried it just like I have, you know, we will put the soft petal on your face and it's just so unbelievably beautiful. You want to eat it.
Yeah, it's like, I remember when I was a kid, people would always pick the honeysuckles and they would suck on the end of the honeysuckles.
Yes, I did that too. Every day I think about this more and more, and it just is back to basics, back to basics, back to basics. It's the basics. So when we go toward the basics, the benefits are just never ending. When you think about the basics of a leafy green, right? We know the phytonutrients, right? We know the antioxidants. We know all the things that that life force vegetable has in it. I call leafy greens, or any leafy vegetable, I call it the lungs of the earth. Yeah. You know, they're the cleansers of our air. And so what you're reminding us, your work, is look for life force in food. If we just start with the basics, that's the first one everybody should start with. You know, compare, right, that carrot to that, you know, crunchy Cheeto.
Well, I like to preach and show through my recipes on Starseed Kitchen that simple is better. It's great for the digestive system. Mm-hmm. And more is just more. It's not better. So recipes that require 30 ingredients aren't better. They just require more ingredients. And sometimes simple is all that we need. So you can take a carrot, and the different ways you prepare it are going to pull out different nutrients for your body. So it's great to eat raw carrots. We get a benefit one way. But then when we roast or steam the carrot and we break down that cellular wall a little bit, we make it a lot easier for our body to absorb the nutrients. And then if you want to take it a step further, we think about the energy that was used to prepare that carrot. And so if we boiled it and the boiling water is going like this, mm-hmm. now we're getting energy that's rapid like this into our body. Versus if we put it into water that was just a very slow simmer, we're getting more of a mellow simmer infused into our body. So we can take it a next step. So that's why you often hear about soups and you just slow simmer the stew or you slow simmer the beef short ribs. And isn't that how you feel after you have a really good soup or stew? You feel so mellow. You feel so calm and grounded.
Yeah. Yeah,
and a lot of it has to do with the cooking energy as well.
Oh my God, I love that. That's so easy that you just broke it down so easy to understand, which is super cool because also as someone who's a foodie, I also know there's not a food in the world that you cook that you boil. The only thing you boil is the water. Everything else is supposed to be, right, a simmer, slow. And also, you're not supposed to boil your vegetables. You're supposed to blanch them just so that you take a little bit of the hard rawness out of them for easier digestion. So everything that you're saying, when you think about it in terms of basic truths, you know, pragmatics, like it's all there.
We're multidimensional beings and we're multi-layered. We can either go down the ladder or up the ladder. So one of my teachers have always said, there's only two different forms of energy on the planet. It's up spiral or down spiral. And you have a choice which direction you want to go.
I want to go medium.
Surf through.
I'm waiting for the pendulum to just balance a little, Whitney girl. I'm waiting.
I think we're all seeking balance. And so I try to seek the balance with my food, you know, and you can also look at the way food grows and then find the balance with that. So you want just as many vegetables that are growing above ground and reaching towards the light as you want that are going into the earth, because you're trying to find balance on this plane. So we need a certain amount of food that's growing underground to keep us grounded in our place, as we just need as many going towards the air and the life that are like stimulating us and keeping us moving. So it's everything in balance.
I got a snack hack. It's called Monk Pack. Monk Pack keto granola bars are delicious, soft, and chewy. They have 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. And here's where it's at. They're gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or those high-intensity sweeteners. They're a good snack. And my hack for anyone out there who's confused by the sea of snack bar choices that crowd the aisles when all you want to do is make the healthiest one. And while they are great for anyone following a keto lifestyle, you absolutely do not have to be keto. If you love sweet treats, you'll love these. They come in delicious flavors like coconut cocoa chip and peanut butter. My daughter loves them. She gobbles them up and I can feel good about it. Try it for yourself and you'll see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code INMYHEART at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, they back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to MunkPack.com and select any product, then enter the code INMYHEART at checkout. You're going to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Now back to my show. Sometimes we just need the help. Sometimes we need someone to turn the light on for us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's just like, you know, plug the light back in, get the energy moving again. You know what I mean? There's a lot of that happening. And, you know, food is one of my favorite things. And I even recognize it myself, recognizing it for you. It's the life forces that are so essential right now, the breathing, the sleeping, the eating, you know what I mean? Spending time on self. And you said it yourself at the beginning of this interview, the only person that could fix anything in your life, the only person that could make you feel better, be better, is you.
I know.
But we need support as human beings. We need support. We need people to lean into and lean on. There's so many life hacks. Before I let you go, I do want to send you guys over to Whitney's website. And I'm going to let her talk about all that. But there's a lot of life hacks on there. There's a lot of information about, you know, what does a meal full of processed foods do for you and your energy versus one full of sugars and GMOs. Now, you might obviously
say, well, one's probably going to make me feel a little lethargic and one might make me feel like, you know, better, but she's going to take it deeper for you. And she's also going to give you tricks at home. Like my favorite thing that you talk about is those minimal ingredient recipes, because I do love to cook, but Corona took that from me. I cooked so much, so long. I have zero desire and it's bothering me. I'm trying to find a way back. And I bought this book of recipes and I was looking at these new things and they're all very complicated. And I'm checking in my cupboard to make sure I have everything. And I just need some simple stuff. So I was so grateful to your website for that sort of thing. And touching the plate, taking a moment, you know, all of these things that you talk about. I'm talking for Whitney, but she talks about raising the energy in your food just by simply placing your hands around the plate and sending an intention. It's like a prayer for people who are religious. You know what I mean? We have to, these basics are in our life for a reason. Isn't that what it's about?
And when I get overwhelmed, because obviously it happens to me too, I'm cooking for so many different people and different families, and then I have to come home and nourish myself. And if I still can't get myself to slow down and take a minute, I just take my food outside. You're almost forced to shift when you're outside. Now sometimes that just means I'm sitting on a bench. It's better that I get out of my client's kitchen, I get out to an open area, instead of, you know, eating in the car on the drive home or rushing home in order to eat my meal. If I can just get outside, it immediately calms you down. Fresh air, the sunset, birds that fly by, whatever it is, the moment you see a little nature, it will help shift you. You know, sometimes if you can't do it with your own food, if you can do it a little bit with your environment, that'll really help shift your vibration and how you physically feel.
Yeah. And take yourself there if you can't get there, right? If you have to be in the cafeteria in your lunchroom, or if you got to be where you are, close your eyes, take a minute, you know, like hopefully we're at a stage in our lives where we're not caring so much what everybody thinks. Close your eyes and look like the weirdo at the lunch table. Take a moment. Yeah. So Whitney, talk about the energy of food. Is there any way like that you can like, how do you know, like for in a sea of olive oil, for example, in the supermarket, like how do I know what olive oil has the right energy?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you walk up to the olive oil section and you're overwhelmed because there's always 50 million brands, first I look for anything in a glass bottle. And then once you've identified that, you can pick up any bottle that's resonating with you that catches your eye, and you can hold it against your chest. And you can simply ask yourself, is this the right olive oil for me? And what I like to do is stand up straight, hold the olive oil against my chest, close my eyes, and I ask, is this the right olive oil for me? And you will naturally rock forward for yes or back for no. And if you don't move at all, that's like a medium. That means, yes, you can take it if you want, but it's not of greatest benefit to you. And so that's what I do with everything. Supplements, any type of food, clothing, anything that you can hold in your hands, I simply do that test.
Oh my God, I love that. I'm going to use that so much and make choices. I mean, so listen, be the weirdo at the lunch table and close your eyes and be the weirdo rocking in the olive oil aisle, because that type of kinetic energy does work. I had that tested on Jax when he was just a baby. I'll have to save that story for another day, but wow, it was wild.
Yeah, it's fun to do. And when you get into the habit of doing it, the answers come faster and faster, and you'll get to a point where you won't need to do that physical test anymore. You'll start to just know. So if you're someone that's looking to build your intuition or trust yourself a little bit more, start doing that, and you'll build that trust in your gut again.
I love it. Build your trust. Again, listen to your intuition, you know, that unconscious voice that's deep, deep down in there. It knows all the answers. It really does. I think I might try it with bottles of wine. Do I want this Pinot Noir or that one?
Absolutely. Because that will start to help you figure out the soils that are working well for you, the water quality, their growing practices, pesticide-free. I think that's brilliant.
I'm going to try it and I'm going to keep you posted. I love it. I'll be rocking in the aisles.
I hope to open the bottle before you open the bottle.
Before you open the bottle. Absolutely. I look forward to it. Another great tip. And I know we have so many other great life hacks on your website, and I can't wait for everybody to go dive in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
freeing us from some of the grips that we have from, you know, the obvious is out there, Whitney, processed foods, the quick convenience foods that are increasing our waistlines. And, you know, obesity is an epidemic in this country today, and it is the leading cause of really a lot of the chronic illnesses and the inflammation-led illnesses that are happening in this country, from, like I mentioned, obesity to, you know, we're about to name a third type diabetes, all of these things that can be really prevented and certainly reversed for those of us who are there, many of us that are there, reversed by way of food. So any way that I can bring that message to people, I want to do that. But tell me a little bit about how you find your freedoms outside of the wonderful nurturing work you do around food.
Well, there is a few things that help me. I cook for 8 different families. So I am making a lot of food every day and transferring my energy to other people. So I have to find ways to kind of fill myself back up, fill up my cup, fill my body up with light. And number one is being outside in any way I can do that. Whether that might only be taking my lunch outside for 20 minutes, or if I'm able to get away for a walk, I'll even drive to beach at 5:30 in the morning and do a beach walk if I know that's all I'm going to be able to get during the day. And that will shift me and sustain me for my whole day. That is number one. And then number two is the basic little meal preps that I can do for myself. So buying the best quality chicken I can, seasoning it really well, baking it, knowing that it's in the fridge for me anytime I need to put it on top of anything or pair it with something. So it's kind of those two little things. That's what really helps me and shifts my energy and allows me to get up and thrive every day.
So if you want to start somewhere with making something at home, that's one of the most nurturing things that you can do. I think you agree, Whitney. Let's start them with some soup. So tell me, because I know that you got all kinds of great tips on your website and stuff. So for those of my listeners who don't follow you already or know where to find you, please tell them where they can find you.
So I share all the recipes that I create for my personal chef clients on starseedkitchen.com. And that's where I also sell the organic spice blends that I use on my clients' food, is on that website. And then when it comes to social media, you can find me at any place under Whitney Aronoff or Starseed Kitchen.
Well, thank you so much, guys. So seasonal, organic, local, those are all important, but lovely. Don't forget about lovely. Here's to a lovely day for you and everybody. Thank you so much to my guest, Whitney Aronoff. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. Be sure to follow along at I Am Heather T. And don't forget to subscribe and download wherever you stream your podcast. We'll see you on iHeartRadio. Thanks.